Pro tip, if you're trying to impress that certain someone or get the job that you've always wanted, just show them that you're capable of extreme improvement, like me, and throwing a football. I worked at it, now I throw spirals, and my lady and the Texans took notice. Lineman Michael Mal has this one. Dear Drew, the only position on the team I kind of feel nervous about is defensive end. Is there really no chance to use up cap money to get a good free agent? Well, my friend, there is a chance the Texans could sign somebody over the break, maybe during training camp, but also look at what you have there in Devin Still, Brandon Dunn, Christian Covington. Those guys all kind of fighting for that roster spot and looking to make an impact there. But yeah, don't rule it out. You could see the Texans sign a free agent at defensive end to play opposite J.J. Watt. My dear friend Doug Emerson, dear Drew, which rookie offensive lineman could start this season? Really simple answer to this one, Doug, and the answer is Nick Martin, the Notre Dame center who was drafted in the second round. Very good chance that he's your starting center week one, and he's going to compete with Bergstrom's, the guy the Texans signed from the Oakland Raiders, but look for Martin to have a very good shot to be that rookie starting offensive lineman. Luis Valdez, dear Drew, any chance that Wendell Williams will make the 53-man roster? Yes, there is a chance that Wendell Williams will make the roster incredibly fast, but man, that wide receiver position is a deep one. If he's going to make the roster, he's going to have to really do some tremendous things on special teams during training camp, during the preseason games, etc., etc. But there's a chance, but it's one of those uphill climbs, uphill battles, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah. Great question, though. Such a great question. But you know what? I'm going to give you some money in the form of Texas Lottery scratch-off. So scratch away, email, and it's going to be great. Andrew Gonzalez. Dear Drew, my name is also Drew. Pound it. I'm a huge Texans fan. I would love a chance to be a radio show commentator. I listen to Texans All Access when I get out of work. Thanks for not listening while you're at work, because you got to get your work done. Getting work done is very important. And thanks most of all for liking Texans All Access, liking the Houston Texans, because hey, if it weren't for people like you, I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't be able to do these shenanigans. I love you, dude. And Drew is a great name. I like that. Man, can't wait for another Dear Drew next week, and I can't wait to talk with you again. See you then.